The radio, print, and online advertisements that start later this week don't mention penalties. Rather, the message is positive.
Wisconsin is about to get better. Of course, our state has always been great, but on July 5th, it's going to become even better.
All right.
Because that's the day our workplaces go smoke-free. Woo! Secondhand smoke will no longer prevent us from fully enjoying a night out.
Yeah.
Individuals will be able to call in a smoking complaint. Enforcement will be up to local police and the state justice department. State Health Secretary Karen Timberlake says public education about the statewide smoking ban is a chance to continue lowering smoking rates in Wisconsin.
Most importantly, we're seeing big decreases in both middle school and high school rates of smoking. So we've seen a 65% decrease in the last 10 years in the rates of middle schoolers who smoke.
The decrease for high schoolers was not as impressive. As for adults, one in five still smoke. Under the new law, smoking will be allowed in private homes, tobacco bars, and outdoor areas. The Wisconsin Tavern League opposed the ban, but ultimately agreed to a compromise the league described in a letter to its members as the best outcome we could have attained. The original bill in Governor Doyle's budget did not preempt local smoking laws and contained higher fines for businesses where smoking occurred. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.